The Big Ten and the SEC could be joining forces when it comes to scheduling. So talks remain ongoing over an agreement between the Big Ten and the SEC over their scheduling. So over the weekend, CBS Sports spoke with both SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and Texas President Jay Hartzell about the possibility of the two superpower conferences coming together for future regular season games. Now, it was also confirmed last week that the Big Ten and SEC were in preliminary talks to play non-conference games against each other as a way to enhance the strength of schedule.
Yeah, I think the who was it we talked to last week? It was an eye-opener.
Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, Dennis Dodd. I think it was an eye-opener for a lot of the both these leagues. Alabama against Wisconsin and a number of the matchups you've seen here recently between these two leagues that can fire up not only, you know, people in those fan bases, but broadcast deals, things like that. The revenue is there. You have to start to really dive deep in the weeds in terms of, you know, nine league games and things like that. But it seems like a no-brainer for everybody. The schedule's already gotten crazy. Let's make it a little bit crazier.
Well, I think the more that this 12-team playoff continues, the more they need these games, the more they need each other. Because these conferences are so brutal already, the strength of schedule could be the only thing that saves you. Me and Mike Conti, we're just joking around. We're just joking around Sunday before the Falcons game. And he said, what would happen if, and again, we're joking, because I don't think this is going to happen.
But joshing around.
But he said, what would happen if Florida won out? And I said, they would make the college football playoff. And he was like, do you really think that? And I said, yes. I said, because if you won out, even with losses against a top 10, now a top 10 Miami team, and what could be a top 10 Texas A&M team soon enough, if you beat four straight teams that today sit at 6-1, because of your strength of schedule alone, the three losses does not matter. You would be in the college football playoff. Do you disagree? Does anybody disagree with that? Three losses don't matter. It's the fact that they're
You're saying your strength of schedule is going to supersede that.
Because when you go through it, when you go through it, think about it. Who they play? Because they started the season at home against Miami, which was a loss. And then you would play, and I'm only making this argument because the point is that's what this is going to. You know, all these people that want this NFL type model, that's what we're going to. Because when you say you played Miami, you played A&M, yeah, Miss State. You played UCF, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Mississippi, and Florida State. Other than Samford, Miss State, UCF, and Florida State, they're all going to be ranked opponents, and all of them are being in the top 20.
I mean, yeah. I think there's a valid point to be had there. To me, though, like, let's put these teams up to bat. Let's make these. I see what you're saying, and you're like, oh, it's going to be chaotic, and there's going to be teams that lose a number of games. I'd rather see a team in with three losses to tough opponents than to somebody backdooring this thing that hadn't played anybody.
Well,
all year.
And that's the point. Yeah. That's the whole point of getting in bed with each other, the Big Ten and the SEC. I also think they believe it's a means to an end where they can keep. And one of the other things we talked to Dennis Dodd about is what is a way to keep private equity out of your conferences.
Come together.
You continue to make big money games, which equal big money, and all that does is strengthen. Look,
you think someone's not going to want to see like an Ohio State? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there, like Alabama matchup or something. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
they won't. Yeah, they want to.
That's what I'm being.
And
so
Tiffany,
fantastic in my
phrasing. You know, you work in the TV world. All that does is strengthen your TV deals. Because there's no throwaway games. It's must-see TV. It is above your pay grade, but you know it's good for business.
You know, we'll see what happens in the future. But, yeah, you're not wrong about that. It's definitely good for business.
And look, man, like I said, I agree with you. I think that when you look at it on the surface, you're like, okay, this is going to be – like, I mean, here's a prime example, dude. If Vanderbilt wins out, they're in the playoff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, their schedule the next five weeks is insane. Their schedule the next 5 weeks is insane. So, yeah, I mean, there's a number of things that could happen like that, and I'm here for it. Like, there's so many different ways to dissect this, too. And we asked Dennis Dodd, and I brought this up. I was like, whatever it takes to make regulation again for college football, and if it takes both these conferences coming together and more regulations that lead to NIL structure, then I'm all for that as well.
Yeah, and I only mentioned Florida, not because that's where I grew up being a fan of.
No, but it's a good example of
the schedule.
And the schedule. So we're not hating on you because of your Gators.
All right. Also, Kennesaw State. Yeah, don't forget that. New Realm, Allen.
Let's get you some.